Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good. We spent, and we'll talk about your team and the season in just a moment. We spent a lot of the last hour, you know, talking about what's going on with Michigan and, you know, the debate over practice time and voluntary mandatory workouts and all that stuff. As a coach, whether it's for your coaching staff or your players, how much, you know, goes into deciding how much is too much, you know, in terms of workouts and meetings and all that stuff, where you kind of get to the point of diminishing returns?
Well, you know, you go by the rules, first of all, and they're pretty, you know, simple and easy to understand, and, you know, that guides us most of the time. But the other part of it is, you know, you got to know what, you know, motivates your players and all the other obligations that they may have. And, you know, here at Vanderbilt, they're pretty extensive, and especially academically. So, you know, you just got to be smart about it, or you're going to have, like you say, diminishing returns on both ends, in academics and on the athletic field. So you got to plan it and, you know what season you're in and what they got going on, and, you know, just try to be smart about it if you can.
As far as guys working out on their own, what about the element of peer pressure, and how do you kind of view that as a coach? You know, you want your players sort of keeping the others accountable, but not to where it goes too far.
Absolutely. You know, you want them to be positive and encouraging each other to work out, but you don't want any, you know, anybody being ostracized or you know, being put on the outside of the team. And you know, you got to be smart as a coach and make sure that that doesn't happen. But peer pressure is a good thing if it's done the right way. You know, I've had players come to me and say, "Oh, you know, I'm just so upset because so and so's, you know, not here and whatever." And you know, you just go to your leadership and you tell them to handle it in the right way. And we've been very fortunate that you know, most time you don't have that problem. You know, to tell you the truth, our guys beg me to be able to come to summer school. You know, they think that's a, you know, a perk, and you know, they're really upset if they don't get summer school. And of course, you know, that's pretty expensive here, and we can't supply it to them all the time, but they want it.
Bobby, you know, and that's the whole thing with the off season, the voluntary workouts, is that most coaches go through sort of their leadership committees. But, you know, I want to ask you if that needs to be addressed among coaches, and also, do you think that the 20-hour rule is being abused routinely around the country, and do you think that's an issue at all?
How many questions were in that?
Sorry about that. There were a couple of questions, but just because you have to deal with the off-season workouts and the in-season workouts.
Mark abused the 20-question rule.
Yeah, like the 14-club rule.
Frank.
You know, we really don't have a big problem with that. Our guys, you know, our coaching staff, we've been at academic schools before, and we know what guys have to do and how much time they have to put in on the academic side, and you know, it hasn't been a problem. You know, do people abuse it? I'm probably sure that some do, but I haven't known it to be a widespread practice that, you know, guys were, you know, practicing 30 hours a week or whatever. I don't think you can, you know, tax your players that much and not get away with it. I mean, you know, somebody's going to find out and you know, just keep you from doing that.
Why is Larry Smith the best choice for you to be the starting quarterback?
Well, you know, Larry's, you know, we think is going to be a fantastic player, and you know, he showed his potential, I think, at the end of the year last year, and it was potential that we saw in high school, and he's continued to improve in the preseason, and it just makes a whole lot of sense for what we're trying to do on an offense. It's not a slight on anybody else on the team. You know, our guys all work hard and want to play, and you know, they work hard to have the opportunity to get out there and compete on Saturday, and that's what they all want. So it was just a good battle, and you know, we make that kind of decision, and you know, that's what coaches do. That's what we're paid to do to make those kind of decisions.
Will he get all the snaps, or will you work in any of the other quarterbacks into games?
Well, I never can predict, you know, what a game's going to be like and, you know, what's going to happen. But we're not going to, you know, be running series and counting plays and things like that. You know, we'll see how the game works, and we're trying to win the game.
Was it important for you, Coach, to go in there to out of this camp to really establish a starter and, you know, have the competition, a healthy competition, and then evaluate and then name a starter instead of going in with the kind of the, you know, the who's going to start this week, who's going to get two series? So was it important to you that you get a starter that everyone can rally around?
I think so. I think, you know, he knows he's going to be the guy. He prepares. Everybody on the offense knows it, and, you know, the coaches can make sure, you know, that certain looks are seen in practice by him even more than the others. And, you know, it's just a matter of, for planning purposes, the main thing. And then the players are going to look to see, you know, who you choose and who's going to be in that huddle. And, you know, we're very fortunate that our players respect, you know, all three of our quarterbacks. And, you know, it's not going to be a problem if somebody's injured or is not performing well and we put somebody else in there. I think they have respect for all of them.
What about the running back situation, and how does Jared Hawkins work into things early part of this season?
Well, I don't know about Jared. You know, he's having a little bit of trouble with his foot. He has, you know, seems to be ready to go, and then we practice, and maybe even, you know, not the first day, but maybe the second day, his foot gets sore, and then we have to sit him down and try to make sure we don't worsen the injury, and then, you know, you get him back a little bit, and then same thing happens. So we don't know if he's going to be available or not, but, you know, that opens the door for several others. You know, I think Kennard Reeves is a guy we'll look to, and those freshmen have been impressive, so we'll look at them. And you know, we've got enough choices that we feel comfortable about going into this game with them.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. I know you're happy to have Theron Codrey back over on the defensive side of the football. Explain kind of what happened there, and it sounded like his teammates really talked to him and said, hey, you know, make sure this is what you want to do before you go forward.
Well, I was really proud of the leadership here on the team. And, you know, a lot of times guys, you know, have questions, and they, you know, they make up their mind to do something, but they're not quite sure. And, you know, sometimes it takes a peer instead of a coach to point out certain things that they need to consider. And I think our players did a great job with that with Theron. And in the end, he ended up, you know, agreeing with the coaches and his teammates and wanted to come back. And we were glad to have him back. He's a fine young man. I think a good player.
Tell us a little about Western Carolina, your opening night opponent.
Well, you know, they like on offense, like to spread it out and throw the ball a good bit. A lot of short passing game kind of things that try to move the chains. But if you get up there and start trying to pressure them, they'll try to go deep on you also. So, you know, we got to be really sharp in what we do and not give things away and just really execute. And, you know, defensively, you know, they're trying to build their team, and, you know, we're trying to build our offense, so that's going to be a pretty interesting matchup.
Bobby, what about Casey Hayward? It seemed like you talk to people who are at practice every day, and they say, you know, he was almost, you know, an interception-a-day kind of player. What does he add to your secondary that you already knew you had?
Well, we're glad he kept getting better. He had a good year last year as a freshman and showed that he certainly had the potential, but in spring practice and in preseason, he's continued to get better. And that was really key for us because we lost DJ. And, you know, we're looking at very little experience over there at corner. And that's why we moved Jamie back. And now that gives us the luxury of having Jamie and or Casey working at the nickel and the other working at corner. So, you know, it gives us a lot of flexibility in the secondary, and he's just a really good player. He made some big plays for us in the Music City Bowl when DJ got hurt, and he's continued to make them all through preseason practice.
Bobby, thanks a lot this morning. Look forward to the opener on Saturday night.
Okay, I got to run and get a workout with these guys before they go to class.
Make sure you write it down.
Oh, yeah, we'll record it.
All right, see you later.